Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Ten of Wands, and this one comes to us from the Cosmo Beings Tarot by artist Joanna Nelson. Now, she is currently busy shipping Return to Catland, but the Cosmo Beings deck is available. It has been a couple of months since we've seen this card, actually three, just about, and, you know, when I look at it today, I get the sense of the burden is not so much a burden, as in you are, you know, able to handle it and ready to move, you know, whether it's a physical move or, you know, just taking all that stuff and off you go. The total lunar eclipse in Scorpio is still in play, and today's Sagittarius moon will trine Venus in Aries and square Mars in Pisces. There's a bit of a mixed bag here. There are some things which you can manage to enjoy, and there are others where you might be getting a little bit antsy, okay? So, you know, you have to know your own self and how you're going to handle this energy that's here. All right, don't confuse it with the full moon, because, you know, the moon square Mars, you or even someone else could kind of just be a little more, like, come across as aggressive or whatever, or be too impulsive in your responses. Think about what you say or do before you say or do it. If it's really, truly life-altering and important, if you can wait until the 21st, there's a Kazemi then, when the Sun conjuncts Mercury, and I think that conversations will go better at that time, all right? But what is here today? Let's talk about what this card, you know, represents. It's about burdens, oppression, responsibility, sometimes carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, but it doesn't feel difficult right now. I honestly think that every single one of you out there is capable of doing whatever needs to be done, whatever needs to happen to make things happen. So, you know, give that some consideration, because while you may not be able to see that, you know, we talked about the light at the end of the tunnel, while you may not be able to see that for another 3-4 weeks, okay, there's still a great deal of ground which can be covered, and I think that you can work on some of the things that you know need to be done, even if things aren't finalized and where you feel that the outcome is what you're trying to do, all right? So just handle what needs to be handled. Take care of business. In a way, I kind of feel like this is an after-the-fact kind of thing, because on the 15th, we had an aspect, which was the Sun square Saturn, okay? So it's the Taurus Sun and Saturn in Aquarius, and I'll read to you real quick what I have here on my calendar if you've never gone and checked it out. Even though you are probably already aware of them, looming deadlines could really be stressing you out now. Responsibilities, what we're just talking about, can seem to be more than overwhelming, perhaps even insurmountable. Saturn does love to challenge you, and the only way around this is straight through the middle, facing head on whatever it is which you know needs to be done. Rising to the challenge is not an easy task, but once the task is achieved, Saturn will eventually reward you for a job well done. And this is where you are at right now, people, okay? Having felt that energy and knowing that you need to just strap that load on your shoulders and go right up the middle, get it done, do it, whatever it is, because every single one of you has something that has felt daunting. You've been trying to do it, and the time is here. So, what will it be? I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.